Well, hello, I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, and I am so glad that you press play, because if you are a brand new service professional, scholarship clients are a beautiful thing for six reasons. Number one, they allow you to implement the methodology and strategies that you've learned in a less demanding environment. You and the client have established a win-win situation, and that if you are really good at what you do, they receive high quality services that enhance their business or some area of their lives for free. Number two, you find out if your strategies really work. You know how you go to school and you get the book sense, and then you get out in the real world with your business and say, whoop, that doesn't work. So you get to really find out if what you learned in the books, all the training courses, the mentors have taught you, everything that you've learned, does it really work? And then number three, you get to practice the delivery of the information. You might find that as you're delivering information to your clients, or you're teaching them something, or you're doing something, let's say you're a hairstylist, and you might say, okay, I'm gonna do a couple of clients. My first few clients, they're gonna be my little free clients for the first 3 months or something like that. Well, you may find out that, you know, you didn't do so well with a particular strategy, a particular way of doing hair. I don't even know what it's called because I'm not in that industry. But you might find out that you need, that there's some things that you don't do quite as well as you should. Or maybe your consultation that you do, when you do consultations, you don't explain things as well as you should. And if you're some kind of consultant or coach, it can go the same way. You might say, well, wow, I need to go back and break that down a little bit. I don't really convey that in the way that I want to, because he or she didn't really understand it. So let me see how I can explain that a little bit better. All right. And then number four, when you have a scholarship client, it allows you to, it sparks your creativity. When you get feedback from them, you might decide, on that same vein of how you deliver information, you might decide, well, shoot, I ought to create a special report or an ebook about this particular thing. Or I ought to create a video email or video series about this thing. Or maybe I should do telephone conferences and record it so that they can go back and hear it, so that they don't have to ask me or email me a lot of questions that are redundant. They can really go over the training that we did and get to hear it, and they can ask more structured questions and more valid questions in their learning of what I'm sharing with them. So you get really creative when you're working with your scholarship clients, because your ideas flow as you all are collaborating and partnering together. And then number five, you're able to assess the areas where you need more training and you need more development. When you work with people, just like when I was in the blog post when I was talking about my student teaching, when you actually have the classroom to yourself, that's when you know what you don't know. You know, wow, I really don't know how to teach reading. You know, that was the experience that I had, and that's why I went back to college and got a master's in curriculum and instruction, and the concentration was literacy, where I felt like, you know, without this textbook telling me what to do, I really don't know how to help struggling students, or really don't know how to challenge those students that are above the grain. And when in actuality, they're easier to challenge. But working with the struggling student, that was something that I needed help with. So I was able to just focus on that in graduate school. So whatever profession that you're in, if you work with a client, that's when you know what it is that you don't do so well. You need more training and development. And then number six, you get testimonials to include in your marketing materials. So if the person is pleased with your performance and pleased with whatever service that you provided, they are going to be glad to share that with other people. And testimonials are what you need in your marketing materials. You need somebody else to say that you do a good job at what you do. You can say that you're the best, which you shouldn't be doing, but you can think you're the best, and you can brag on yourself all you want to and all day, but people need to know that other people have worked with you and have gotten results and have enjoyed the experience. So those are the six reasons why you should get scholarship clients if you are a brand new business owner. I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, where entrepreneurs discover their divine personal brand. I'll see you on the next post. Bye-bye.